All right, guys, we have one more guest from Cake here. We have a few flyers for Cake, too, if you'd like one and would like to go to it. And, hey, hang out with me and Kevin for a day. It'll be super fun. We'll probably get ice cream and just be bros for a day.
Wait, ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Probably ice cream, but I have to admit I'm leaning more toward Froyo these days. Hop your own Froyo bars and shit, dude. Anyway, Beth Hedlund.
I'm totally terrified. I'm a cartoonist, and I like to sit alone at a table talking to paper. Yeah. So, here I am. Again, my name is Beth, and I did something totally strange for my post-secondary degree. I went to a school called the Center for Cartoon Studies, which is an all-comic book grad program in the middle of nowhere, Vermont. You have no choice when you're in Vermont, especially at this school, but to spend your time eating, breathing, sleeping, bleeding, and shitting comics. During my time there, I met a lot of really incredible people, and one of them being my professor, Steve Bissett, who did the pencils on 1980 Swamp Thing, for any of you OG fans. That's right, that guy knows my name.
It's a seminal work in comics, guys.
Clearly very lucrative. I'm being facetious. But he has this phenomenally vast collection of bizarre and obscure movies, and so every week he would host a movie night. And they were very well attended, even though he would frequently show us things that we couldn't unsee. Truly unique cinematic experiences. But after I graduated, Steve came up to me and said, "Beth, I found what movie I'm going to play for your last movie night." So when I show up that week, he announces he's going to be screening a film from 1981 starring Ed Harris, and it's called, shit you not, Knight Riders, one word, with a K. Anyone seen this film? I don't know. Okay, great. Fabulous. So it's directed by George A. Romero, who you may know from Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and Land of the Dead, etc. And the movie poster for Knight Riders, let me paint this for you, is a fully grown Ed Harris, painted, not photographed, painted, wearing medieval armor, or as a knight, if you will, holding a jousting pole, rod, stick, I don't know, jousting thing on top of a motorcycle. let that really like sink into your mind. The tagline for this film and for this poster is "Camelot is a state of mind." So clearly a classic. This got made. Somebody like heard this, wrote this, approved this, paid for this. Like, this is real. Okay, I'm not joking. But if you ever get a chance to find it, it's truly a gem. It's a film about a ragtag medieval reenactment troupe, specifically jousters, who ride motorcycles, travel the countryside, perform, and live as a makeshift family. The plot of the movie is not important for the story, but what is important is why on Middle Earth did Steve say, this is the one film Beth must see before she leaves Vermont and enters the cartooning universe. So I sit in the dark of this screening room, which is just like an empty classroom that smells like asbestos, and I'm surrounded by nerds watching Ed Harris joust people on the back of a motorcycle, and it clicks. I realize why this movie is perfect and is the best thing that could have been picked for me, is that this group of weirdos, we're all the same type of weirdo. It's not enough to be in the Knight Riders troupe just because you like motorcycles. It's not enough to be a Knight Rider just because you particularly enjoy jousting. It is definitely not enough just because you dress up in full medieval garb and wander the countryside. You have to be the perfect cocktail of all three of these things. I believe that's what Steve is trying to show me, is the value and importance of finding your particular type of community. The Knight Riders found theirs. Beth, now go find yours. So flash forward to the Beth of last week, and I just came back from a comic book convention in Toronto where a large contingency of my people were all converging to attend. Even though it's been a year or longer since I had seen or talked to some of these folks, they felt like home, like a lot of people are talking about. There's no need to worry that my Simpsons joke won't land. They got it. they could tell me the episode and season number. There's a certain feeling you have when you find the people that are your people, that you found your own traveling troupe of medieval motorcycle jousters. It's perfect. So, being here as sort of a Cake representative and cartoonist, comic book conventions feel like a giant family reunion to me, and you've all let me into your family tonight, which is awesome. And I get to hang out with these folks who fully understand the struggle and the triumphs of what I'm driven to do. It doesn't necessarily stop all the worrying and anxiety of creating work, but it definitely helps to quiet the concerns. And this tribe, regardless of their location, they're, you know, Australia, Berlin, all over the world, they still travel with me and are a constant reminder of the fact that there are other people sitting at desks quietly listening to Lord of the Rings audiobooks, and talking to their paper. And it makes me feel good knowing that they're out there too. And I would gladly add my sword or bow or axe to help any of these folks achieve any seemingly impossible task they set out for. Even if that means following them to the gates of Mordor and back, I'll be right there by their side. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Beth. That, man, truly to me an honor to have someone from the cartoon study school here. That is amazing. Also, I could go on and on about Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. I actually, and Alan Moore, Steve Bissett, John Totleben, and Todd Jonah Wood, the colorist who stayed for all 40-some issues. I actually have two copies of the first volume if anyone would like to read it. I highly, highly recommend it. Batman,
yeah,
Green Lantern.
Yeah. Really closely.
One of the best moments in that series involves Batman, though. It's so fucking good.